That's your opinion, and it is your opinion. Welcome into the show, the podcast, whatever it is. You guys can't see it, but we're actually talking to each other because we can see each other. The one, the only, Fred Smoot, or Smootstradamus, is on board. The producer du jour, the Amish one, who fails to have any melatonin in his skin.
None.
Benwick. Yeah, that's why there's... That's why there's no video. That's why you don't put this on YouTube, right? Because you don't want to.
Yeah. Well, I'm a vampire, so.
Oh, okay. Good point. And my name is Chick Hernandez. We come to you on a weekly basis. We're not here. We were not here last week. We had some folks under the weather last week. So did y'all two hang out together? What happened? Or did you get a bad batch of the wacky tobacco?
No, this is the time of the year where you know, you can drink yourself into a cold. You can literally, I can't go like I used to go. Like I used to go like weeks in a row of just partying. Right. Now, if I go 48 hours or 72 hours, I'm usually sick the next couple of days.
Like, so that's what happened.
We don't bounce back like we used to. That's all I'm saying.
See, what happened was, what Fred told us via text was, you know, guys, I just woke up. I'm not feeling too well. That's all he told us. Now we get the real story. This was an internal alcohol rub that went wrong. Okay.
Did I lie to you?
You did not lie.
Okay, I did not lie. I told you I wasn't feeling well. My sponsor, Jack Daniels, came down on me with a couple of suspensions. And before I knew it, I was out a couple of days.
You should be a politician. There's no question, because you can twist some words. and I am on about a week now. No alcohol and low carb. Like almost no carb right now,
and a haircut to the old bald one.
I shave it once a week when I get to it. You know, it's so hot on the golf course. I don't want to have any hair, to be quite honest with you. So
I ain't alcohol right now on the golf course either.
No, and I see the guys who are drinking on the course this hot, and you can tell, and they look horrible. And all of a sudden, that back nine, they look like Fred Sanford walking like Fred. This old school reference, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So
Sanford and Son was a show.
You do know what Sanford and Son is, right, Si?
I've heard of it. That's all.
But you've never seen Sanford's Fred and Lamont. Nope. All right, and you know what? These things don't shock me because I say stuff to my kids sometimes, and I bring up a show, and they'd be like, "Did he slip in the bathroom?
Yeah, well,
Dad, did you have your life alert on? Like, what show are you talking about?" Right. By the way, to all the old school guys out there, they are doing a remake of He-Man, and it's actually coming, so that's going to be fun.
I do know that because my sister, who's 14 years younger, was just a He-Man fiend, okay? I mean, ridiculous. Like, she had all the, you know, what do you call this?
Action figures, everything.
All that, right? And so, you know, being 14 years older, I would just, you know, walk to the house and go, "Hey, did you hear He-Man died?" And, you know, all hell broke loose in the house. And she didn't think that was funny.
Because you did it on purpose, right?
I did on purpose. No, there's no question. I did it on purpose. I did it. You know, my mom didn't like that either. I'm weekend. I'm trying to get lose some pounds and get the high blood pressure down, all that jazz. So we'll see how that turns out.
So what you need to start to do is drink water.
I drink water. Yep.
No, I'm talking about tons of it. Your body's like a radiator, so the water cools it down. Okay. Also, take the sugar out of your diet. Sugar will make your heart beat a little faster, and it also kind of solidify in the blood a little bit, slow it down a little bit. So take the sugar out, drink a lot more water, and you'll see your skin clear up and your body start to feel a lot better.
What do you mean my skin clear up? You saying my skin's not clear?
You know, at 116 years old, I don't expect it to be clear.
By the way, here on That's Your Opinion, since Fred's taking shots, The month of July is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action, and BetOnline is where you can find it, from basketball, hockey playoffs, the Stanley Cup Finals, baseball's marquee matchups, including some prop bets and futures. BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. So visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. 50% on your first deposit.
Amazing.
So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. By the way, did you hear of the parlay this guy had? It was last week. He bet a parlay. Si, you know what a parlay is?
Yeah, I know. Well, I know
Fred does. Si, you know what a parlay is?
Go ahead and
you have to pick. You have to pick multiple games or multiple situations, and they multiple all have bets. To line up exactly.
Okay.
Multiple right. bets. This guy bet two European soccer games, and he bet on the three golf events: the ladies, the seniors, and the PGA Tour. He got the two soccer games right, then he got the ladies, the LPGA right, then he got the seniors, the Champions Tour right, and it came down to last week or now a week ago, where it was. He bet Harris English to win, and Harris English went into a 8-hole playoff with Kramer Hickok. So imagine this guy who put up, I think it was $150. Imagine this guy, he was sitting there watching this playoff going, my guy's going to win? No, he's not. He's going to win? No, he's not. He's going to win? No, he's not. And this guy won. So for $150, he won $1.3 million on that parlay.
Yeah, yeah. But and see, this why sports and betting is going to take everything to the next level. See, it started off with, all right, do you have the dominant sports for people to watch? Hey, we got that in line in store for 100 years. Two, do you have a system where people can bet without leaving their house? Thanks to the internet, we've made it there. The third key has just came. College football players now make money off of their name and likenesses. That's the third of the three, all right? Now that college football is all in, that the guys can monetize their likeness, the trickle-down effect is finna start. Now that college is profitable like that, let's say we ain't always said it ain't always been profitable for some people, but profit, now that it's profitable in the way of you can do it any way you want to, now the pressure falls on the high school coaches. All right, now we're finna see a big change systemically in college, in the high school football, because now all the coaches who got the job because you teach at that school, meaning you have no football pedigree, that's over with because the business means too much to the parents now. They're going to make sure their kids are trained by ex-pros. They're gonna make sure their kids are coached by ex-pros. So now the expertise is going to change the whole Marriott of what goes on in sports right now, because now the high school level is that much more important. You don't need to go to the league to make money off of who you really are.
You know, I just had this conversation tonight, former coach at Springbrook who, or actually good counsel who coached our boy Blue, Sean Springs back in the day, Bob Malloy. I was in a conversation, about him, with another coach. And I asked the question, did Malloy have to teach a good counsel? And he said, no. And I said, wait a minute. Cause my coach taught at my high school, but I'm old school. Now a lot of these schools do that. They just hire out their staffs to come in. And that's, as you said, that's a great point. It is going to be more of a business now. And not just college football, but all college athletes now can get money for their name, their image, their likeness, which, you know, the NCAA has fought for years because it's a mess. How are you going to do this unless it's just individually, which is what they're going to do right now. An individual.
Perfect. Right? You can only do it individually because and that's why they put name and likeness in. Once you put name in there, that means Fred Smoot could be more profitable than Chick Hernandez at that time because of how I enter college. Now, it ain't about how you enter college. Now, this is what I do love. I play with a lot of guys who were great football players that never got a chance to play on Sundays. They also never got a chance to make their money in college, to live their good college life. So therefore, they was guys that this gonna actually benefit. You gotta realize a lot of five-star guys never get to play in the NFL.
Amazing.
This changes family dynamics very quickly. All right, very quickly. And now you're gonna see a system where these guys want to get their body built up to play 4 years of college. They're not gonna be in a rush to leave.
Right. Hersey Miller, a masterpiece son.
Yeah.
Going to Tennessee State, incoming freshman, already signed a $2 million deal with a technology company, Web Apps America. So this guy is coming in. He's in high school right now.
College. They all are going to be. Everybody.
$2 million.
You know what? If we take this and put this into baseball, let's take our mind to baseball. We've all been in high school with somebody that went pro out of high school in baseball. But that's what the equivalent college is right now. They're going to start to make money now. That's why I said the pendulum swings now. Now the coaches are going to need to be certified. Now the coaches are going to need to be the upper echelon. Now it's a business through and through. Now we get to see the real come out. And I, like I say, it's about to be a different world when it comes to the coaching and the training. Whoever can have the expertise to give their kids a heads up, now people are going to double down and triple down on how much they put and invest in their kids, because it pays off now.
It pays off now. And the last sport, the collegiate sport to jump on board, was golf, because their governing body was like, we're going to wait till January 1st, 2022 and make an announcement. Well, when the NCAA said, no, we're going now, they were like, huh. And all the college golfers are like, are we going to sit here and wait till January 1st? And to their credit, the USGA and the RNA, the governing bodies of golf, said, no, 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 no. You're on a collegiate roster, you can do that. And for the top of the line golfers who you know are going to be heading towards the pros, just like NFL, college football players, they're going to make some serious bank. So here's my question. When Fred Smoot was in college, or not even when you were in college, who do you think would have been the biggest grossing collegiate athlete over the last, let's say, 40 years? Who do you think would have been the biggest? I'll tell you who I think it is.
The biggest. That's hard to say. Now I can do by decade, because I think you are always a prisoner of the decade you play in.
Okay.
Now, you know, we used to go to the SEC is filled of schools that's in smaller cities. Now the state that you play these sports in is gonna matter. It's going to matter. Now, when I was playing, we always have to give the leg up to the offensive players.
Okay.
The offensive players. You have to get a leg up to be more profitable unless you're a talking defensive player. All right. That's the only way to match it. You know, that's the only way to match the fandom.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to stop you right there, because I think number one collegiate player, I'm going to say football, who would have made a shit ton of money, is primetime Deion Sanders. Not to say he didn't make money already.
Yeah.
Football and baseball.
And baseball.
Star coming up. I think he would have, and not only that, but his persona. He's always said there's Deion Sanders, and there's primetime.
Yeah.
I think primetime would have just pillaged the money.
I had this argument with my guy Percy D. I used to do the podcast with him. He put up some good arguments. He said Brian Bosworth.
Ooh.
He said the Boz.
Really?
And Tim Tebow would have been the biggest two of their generations. And I said the Boz was that boy. He had a movie while he was in college. He was a brand to be sold. And you got to realize, you can't worry about your conference-wise attraction. It's your nationwide attraction.
Right.
And when you play it with a big label like Oklahoma, and you got a name to put behind it. But when I was coming out, LaDainian Tomlinson, he got the whole Texas to be his pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick, oh my God, you know, larger than life at the time.
Right.
I came right behind Champ Bailey. I played all sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Charles Woodson at Michigan go win the Heisman. That would have been a different run for people's money. But you always got to put running backs up there.
Okay.
Bo Jackson.
Bo
Jackson and Herschel Walker, I just, when they coming out and they can do their likeness, Bo probably would have lost money going to the league. He would have lost money going to the league.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing is, because there's, you know, you're paying for the athlete, you're paying for their performance, you're also paying because they're going to be pitchmen, right? They're going to be, well, no, you're not. You're not. They're not doing commercials for you. So it's name, image, and likeness.
But you're always a salesman for that university. If you put that jersey on, you are a salesman. And you got to realize, jersey sales. That's why I'd have had a bulk of my money from jersey sales and the fact that I could talk. So when you can talk, more big industries would have wanted to connect to you. And you got to realize you are already connected to who the team signed with. So if the team signed with Adidas, you are already connected to Adidas. Just like the defensive end who's going to be a top five pick at Oregon. Oregon connected to Nike. Guess what he signed? $1 million Nike deal. All right. Well, we're going to see that a lot. Imagine Johnny Manziel as a freshman coming out winning the Heisman doing this, all right?
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, when he first came out, winning the Heisman dead young.
Well, what about Andrew Luck or Trevor Lawrence even?
I think Andrew Luck would have made a lot of money, but he just would have been focused on football.
Yeah, he didn't have the personality.
The league, if even as the, in the league, he just never did the other stuff. He just, and you got to do, you're going to have to sell yourself a little bit with this stuff now. You know, it's going to have to be some salesman in you to get the local dealership to want to brand you to the dealership. And, you know, a lot of people going to play off of their last name. Your last name can get you signed to different things. It's guys out there that got funny last names that connect them to certain things. They will get paid off of that type stuff.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Bo Jackson didn't speak well, right? Back in the day, a big stutter. I don't think he would have capitalized there, but Primetime certainly was a guy that, you know, could talk the talk and walk the walk. I mean, he sold himself from third grade on. He was selling himself.
Do you guys think Reggie Bush should get the Heisman Trophy?
Reggie Bush will get his stuff back.
Really?
And imagine Reggie Bush in L.A., in California, his branding. He would have been attached to everything. But here go when branding goes wrong. We already had one example of it. Auburn's quarterback, Bo Nix, signed a deal with Milo's Sweet Tea. And you got to be from down south to know old Milo's Sweet Tea. Well, guess what happened after Bo Nix signed with Milo's Sweet Tea and posted on his internet? All the people from Alabama, Crips and Tide, stopped following and stopped drinking Milo's Sweet Tea.
Oh, wow. Wow. What? That rivalry there is ugly. I mean, they've killed trees, right? They've done all kinds of stuff to each other.
They're going to be the give and take. They're going to be the give and take with the branding. To gain one fan base, you would temporarily lose the other fan base. I'm sorry. That's just the way it's going to be. Sure. You either, if you got Ohio State guy, he's selling this, you already know Michigan not buying it.
Yeah.
It was
high time that the NCAA did it. I mean, I feel sorry for the guys who have been asking for this for 40 years, 50 years, you know, these guys that whose jerseys were the only thing that were selling in a shop.
Well, it never made sense to me why, if somebody wanted to come up to you and if someone came up to you and said, "Hey, I will give you $10 for your autograph," why is that against any rules? If someone wants to pay you money for an autograph,
they want to control the money. They want the school to get all the money. Now the money has to be shared because it's so much of it, right?
Right.
Think about this. It used to not be any pressure on the people who vote for first team All-American, second team All-American, third team. That changes. It's too much money coming with it now. Right? Now that first team All-American means something. That first team SEC means something. You can't get this wrong anymore, right? You can't. It has to be the legit best of the best. So as that money started to roll in, everybody's level has to pick up. Now everybody's expertise had to pick up. It just created 100,000 new jobs we don't even know about.
Oh, yeah. Yes, right. And on top of that, this is probably not in either of your realms, but I'm very excited for the return of college sports video games.
Oh, NCAA, I love that NCAA game. And I did not get paid.
Football and license, basketball.
But I like both. I feel good because I was ranked 99 on college football when I was on there. Can't many players say that. I was ranked 99 at the time. But, Si, I got to ask you this. Old college, we know it ain't came out in, what, two decades almost?
Yeah, it's like 2013 or something was the last one.
What was your favorite team all time to play with on college? I'll give you time by telling you who mine was.
Well,
me and Marcus Washington and the rest of the players, Jacquez Green, all of us played college football. We love to play that game. My favorite team was the Gators with Tim Tebow, Percy Harvin,
Aaron Hernandez.
They was loaded.
Aaron
Hernandez. They was loaded. The Pouncey brothers.
Yep.
Loaded.
Wow.
I take down anybody with that squad right there. Anybody through time. That includes Tommy Frazier's Nebraska. That includes OJ's USC. That includes everybody's squad.
There was the U squad. You could have like a throwback team, and it was like one of the early 2000s with the U.
Where you get
Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, all them. Like, that was all. If I was trying to beat somebody, that's who I'd roll with. But I grew up a Terps fan, so I'd play with Maryland.
Yeah, that team had more pros. You got to realize the running backs for that Miami team was Clint Portis.
Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee. And the fullback went to the league.
Who was it? I know who you're talking about, though.
You're not talking Melvin Bratton. You're talking somebody else.
You had Brian McKinney on the offensive line.
Yep.
You had,
that team was so loaded.
Yes, you had 11 pros on defense because Sean wasn't even starting over Ed Reed at the time.
It's insane.
Phillip Buchanan was on that team. Mike Rumpf was on that team. Rocky McIntosh was on that team.
Holy moly.
No, everybody. They had DJ Williams on that team. They had D Lyman galore on that team. Like, that was a team. You're right about that.
Even the later years of the video games, like, you could play, like, NCAA 2009, they would have the throwback teams that you could play with. And I would always play with that throwback team from the U because they were so loaded.
Wow. All right. Let's talk about the professional football team in Washington. The Washington football team, as it's called, made a move since we last hit the airwaves. Tanya Snyder named the co-CEO. Disclaimer now, because we've had these battles with Fred before. I've had these battles with you, and I'm going to say right here, right now, look, Dan Snyder made you a millionaire, and I get your relationship with him. It's different than I could ever speak to. But the league comes out and says, what I want to know is, what did you think of whatever? I still don't know what they did. The NFL's investigation and Wilkinson's investigation. Normally, like, what the freaking – Deflategate got 139-page written report. This is an oral report, $10 million fine for Dan or the team. That's horseshit in my estimation, by the way, because that's like me spending $30 on a freaking, a dinner. But Tanya Snyder, who I'll tell you right now, in my dealings with her, so impressed with her. Okay, I know
great person, and
really a big push, and Washington was a major factor in what the NFL did when it came to breast cancer and Breast Cancer Month. And that was her. That was her, because she'd gone through it, and I was right there with her. My wife went through it, and she's an impressive person. So now she's co-CEO, and she's going to handle the day-to-day as the league says, hey, Dan, you take a back seat for a while. We're going to fine the team $10 million, and come out and say, what? I'm not hating. It's not a hate.
No. Your hate won't let you look through the front windshield clearly.
What are you talking about? I'm telling what's going on. So Dan gets the fine, or the team gets the fine. He gets to step back, as he said. I'm going to go look now for where to play, right? He wants to find a new stadium, blah, blah, blah. And Tanya will take over the day-to-day. I have not even said an opinion on this yet, other than I thought the league, I'm like, what happened? I thought there was a big investigation. But what do you think now with Tanya leading the day-to-day operations, Tanya Snyder leading the day-to-day operations for this franchise?
Did I not tell you more than a calendar year ago, pre-COVID, post-COVID, I told you that one Dan Snyder has made it to such a Phil Jackson Zen level. Right now, he is at Jedi level right now. He's 10 steps ahead of everybody with everything. All right. Right now, his Jedi mind tricks are something to be talked about. He need his own teaching right now, because every time they try to attack Dan, what did I tell you? He will change the narrative within 24 hours. All right. Every time you talked about you brought up the case, bam, he went hired Julie, all right? You brought it up again, bam, he hired the first female coach. Oh, you brought it up again, want me to change my name? Bam, I'm going to get out in front of that. All right, well, how about I got two other billionaires who want to take my team? I know how to get out in front of that, all right? Matter of fact, I'm going to make the other owner that's actually on the team with me in my house, give her another title, and all the dust clears. Let me tell you something about Dan Yoda Snyder. Right now, he has learned, and they always say this, you don't ever learn from the good stuff that happened in your life. You learn from the mistakes. Dan has learned how to fight these PR battles. He's learned how to fight uphill. He's learned how to fight with nobody behind him. All right. Now, what he did a good job of these last couple fights, he pulled out his dual lightsaber and he started decapitating people. You understand me? He started making sure people paid from the smallest slights to the biggest slights. He protected himself by stepping out of the limelight and going in the back and doing everything he needs to do, everything he's done, and matched with everything that Coach Rivera has done and everything that the new front office has done and everything the new look has done. It has all rebirthed this team in a way that nobody cares about nothing but football in that building. These messy narratives we used to hear all the time when I played, they are no longer existing in that workplace. That workplace has backed up its words. It's only business over there. None of the fraternization, none of the BS, all business, and it's still from the front office. It's still from the head coach, and it stems from the new culture, but it all stems from one, Daniel Yoda Snyder.
Okay. I hear you loud and clear. So put this as, this isn't the team that you grew up with, okay? This is another team with all those allegations, and the what's the word? Not feedback. When the league came out with this, the ladies who have lawsuits against the organization, the ladies who felt wronged by the organization, were truly upset. So there is another side to this. So forget that this is the Washington organization for a second. They must feel like they were never heard because of what was going on, and it's documented that shit was going on in that building, right? That was documented.
All right, when you say never heard,
well, I'm saying
do something wrong, do you want them to get punished?
Well, I think
because they are getting punished. I think $10 million, they're getting punished. They're getting drugged through the mud. Everybody, listen, it's nobody left over there to punish. Everybody that used to work there no longer works there. Who are you going to punish? Nobody that was part of that culture don't exist over there no more. Not even the Jets. Nobody. Nobody. All right? So now, you going against a major brand. It ain't you going against Washington. It's you going against the NFL. All right? It's you, you going against a conglomerate called the NFL. And this is, let's be honest, from the time now to the Me Too movement, women in workplaces all over this country, all over this world, have been disrespected, have went through things that have been reported and never reported on. Luckily, this was just enough bigger business that once it got reported on, the stories came out. But I can go to any home or employment that anybody been in the last 200 years in the United States of America, and there's plenty of complaints. But I ask, in asking this, what do you want the NFL to do? What would be, in your eyes, chick, what would be, I guess you would call a fair discipline? What would be your fair disciplinary actions to the organization as a whole?
Well, I think that the prevailing opinion is that it starts with the head of the fish, right? And that's Dan Snyder, who has been accused of some of those allegations. Proven or not, I don't know. Because, I mean, he settled one out of court. $10 million to me, knowing what the organization's worth and what he's made, that's mere pittance. I think that would be a steeper fine would be. And you know, I think the way that it's being spoken, it's like he's going to be not part of the day-to-day for a few months. I would have given him a year.
He ain't never really been part of the day-to-day. Let's be honest. Well, it's been so long.
Not since Rivera. When I say day-to-day, I mean sticking his nose in the decisions that, look, for 20 years, this organization did some funky stuff, right? I mean, they did some funky stuff.
And when do you act up the most? When your parents at home or when they gone? All right?
They're gone.
Now, the one thing you do, we act up when our parents gone. We'll throw a party unsupervised. We'll get all the beer in high school, not supposed to have it. We will find ways to be mischievous. Now, I know where Dan office at in that building. And right, I know how much he used to pull up. For hours on the day, maybe. But part of the day-to-day, he's never really been part of the day-to-day because he's never been a GM and he's never been the damn head coach. So if you ain't never been for them too, you ain't never been part of the day-to-day. Every head coach you get created his own culture. Jim Zorn culture don't look shit like Joseph Gibbs, all right?
Yeah.
These are two different ships. All right, they run different. Hey, listen.
One floated, one didn't.
Hey, even to Marty Schottenheimer, that ship ran different because the leader was different. The leader in that house is always the head coach. The owner just signed checks. Let's be honest. The owner signed checks and poked their chest out when they team run. Other than that, if you ain't a part of the Rooneys, or you ain't part of all these other family dynasties, you got the same problem. The same problem.
Yeah, but the owner did fire Marty when you have yourself said that was a
mistake, and that was an ego thing. You know what? It came down to the fact that when Marty wanted something done, I wanted some change. That's it ain't nothing else to talk about.
Right,
my way or the highway. I'm the proven winner in the room. It's one proven winner in here.
Yeah,
and that's how Marty felt. And I just think at that time, Dan wasn't ready to relinquish that type power to a guy. I can see if you got your plan and it's supposed to be did a certain way and we on the same page, let's get it done. But you got your plan, we ain't on the same page. Mm-hmm. It's bound to be friction right there. And plus, Marty rubbed a lot of the veterans the wrong way, the older guys.
Yeah. You guys got to work double time for Marty. Did Dan Snyder, in his statement, reveal the name of the team? Because in his statement...
I see you read this statement over and over.
I read it one time.
My question is more, was it intentional or not?
I read it one time, and for those who are listening, in Dan Snyder's statement, he called them the Washington Football Club.
Intentional or non-intentional?
And that's not the first time that this organization has been referred to as the Washington Football Club.
WFC. All I can say, WFC. Yeah.
So what do you think?
Was it a typo? First of all, let's investigate like Cy said. Let's investigate like Cy said.
Okay.
On a statement concerning the fact that you're about to step down and relinquish your powers.
It's an important statement.
Very important. So it's been proofread time again. And they kept seeing that right there.
Washington Football Club.
It could divert attention away from what the main statement was about.
No. Just one of those things that you put into a picture that takes your attention away from the whole true narrative.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
And something that you can gloss over. Something that you can literally gloss over, not think anything about. Because right now, I think most people are gloss over because we don't have a name. So if you don't got an identifier, when somebody just says something, you're not going to just jump down their throat. We have no identifiers. None identified. It's just a shadow.
All of my friends who are diehard fans of this team picked up on that. Everybody noticed it.
Who was the veteran who made the pick on draft night? The Ken Harvey? Or who was it?
No.
Not Fletcher.
It, wasn't Ken. It was
Who was it?
I'm drawing a blank. But now. They said the same thing,
like
right?
Troy Vincent or something? Who was it?
No, it was a Washington veteran who said with the whatever third pick it was. Pick.
It was a third round pick.
Yeah, it was my boy Benjamin, St. Jewett.
Right. And it was in the third round, the Washington Football Club selects. And all of a sudden, so that's the second time. That's the first time I heard it, and then I saw it in the statement. So
they say slap me in the face one time, get my attention, slap me twice. That means you mean it.
So I think that's going to be your name. Washington FC, do you like it?
So, all right, check this out. I always say, take the temperature of the room and you get along with your classmates? All right, here you go. Washington FC, DC United. They pair up pretty good. All right. Washington FC, Washington Capitals. Yeah, they pair up pretty good. Washington FC, Washington Nationals. They actually pair up pretty good. International City, International Flow. we got a very diverse group of people here. Soccer is very popular here. The only name that it don't pair up with is the only name that none of the other names pair up with, and that's the Washington Wizards.
So the Capitals and the Nationals have an eagle mascot. Could WFC do the same thing?
Oh, they could come with the eagle crest.
Right.
They could come.
Match with the other teams in D.C.
to identify with.
Right.
You got to have an image to identify with. They could come with the Capitol Eagle and have three stars under there, like D.C., and the line.
Yep.
And they could do anything.
Yep. And then you'd have three D.C. professional sports teams with an eagle as a mascot.
I just know that if they go south during a season, that the FC is going to stand for something else, because fans are like that. I'm like that. I'm going to make that a different word than football club.
Well, what are they going to do if the Seattle team have a bad year and their name is the Kraken? They just named themselves the Kraken. What happened if the Kraken have a bad team? Because now they're going to be talking about they smell like Kraken all the time through there, and they stink. So you got to go with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Disgusting. Speaking of the Wizards, they have not yet hired a basketball coach. The latest reports have the Mavs assistant Jamal Mosley, Bucks assistant Darvin Ham, former Washington Wizard.
I know Darvin Ham.
Charles Lee and Nuggets assistant. This is the X factor here. Wes Unseld Jr.
They're gonna be hard to run away from right there.
That is that is one, you know, but that's our town, right? Our town is that way. Like, hey, let's, you know.
Nostalgia. We're about nostalgia.
Right.
You know, we did vote George Bush in there and really voted Junior in there because of nostalgia from the first one. You know how this city is.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. With no announcement yet, but I would love to see my guys out, David Vanderpool, who's went to my high school, but a longtime assistant in the league.
I like Darvin Ham. I like
Darvin Ham. Really?
We're like this. I'm ready to give them a fresh new batch of coaches.
Yeah.
I don't really care who they are. I'm just ready for a fresh new batch. I'm tired of if I see one more Van Gundy get hired, if I see one
retreads,
more.
Basketball
kills me with this. If he stunk in Atlanta, he gonna stink there. All right.
Thank you. Absolutely. I'm with you. And that's your opinion, and I'm with that. NBA Finals right now, Phoenix up 1-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody's talking about Chris Paul and the game he had. DeAndre Ayton is the dude. Okay.
Double,
27 and 19, 22 and 19 in that game. He was
the
glue.
This was the first NBA playoffs in 16 years that didn't have either LeBron or Steph Curry in it.
It's amazing.
This is the first one. Yeah. Now, I had to ask myself as I watched the game last night, I found myself drifting away from it, not paying attention to it.
Uh-huh.
Chris Paul is a bona fide star. Don't get me wrong, but he's an old school point guard. All right? Giannis, a star, MVP, but Giannis not fun to watch. Middleton, he's not fun to watch.
29-7 for Middleton.
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's from Mississippi. That's why he pull up in old school every week. Right? Devin Booker and Aiden, fun to watch. But for some reason, I hate to say it, I don't know if it's lacking star power. I don't know if it's lacking the storyline. Because I think Chris Paul is finally getting the ring is the equivalent of John Elway getting the ring late as a Bronco.
Excellent.
But
right.
It doesn't move me either way. It doesn't move me.
For me, part of it too is that the stars don't match up. You know, in the past, it's like LeBron and Durant could match up. LeBron could guard Curry. But in here, you're not going to have Giannis guarding Chris Paul that often. I mean, they got rocked because they were doing switches all the time. And so Chris Paul was taking advantage of that. But at the same time,
pick and roll.
Exactly. They destroyed them with the pick and roll. But you don't have like the stars are such different positions and such different players that honestly, you don't really see them in one-on-one matchups. You know, like at the end of a game in the finals, you'd see, you know, LeBron versus Durant. They'd be guarding each
other. You'll see Shaq versus Elijah Jordan versus Clyde Drexler.
You're not going to see Chris Paul guarding Giannis on the last possession.
Yeah, and is it that the fact that small markets, we always talk about we want fairness with the small markets,
right.
But when they have a chance to showcase, we don't tune in the way we do if this was L.A. in the Knicks, Brooklyn. So what is it about this? And to bring this up, regardless of who wins, an NFL player is going to get an NBA ring this year because Aaron Rodgers has ownership in the Milwaukee Bucks. So if the Bucks win, A-Rod gets a ring, probably faster than he will as a Green Bay Packer. Second of all, Larry Washington Girl football will get a ring with the Phoenix Suns if they win.
Who?
Larry Fitzgerald. He's a part owner in the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, so two NFL players is guaranteed will have a NBA championship ring after that. That's old Smooch-a-Dama nugget right there.
All right, but Smooch-a-Dama is wrong on Aaron Rodgers to Washington, by the way.
No, I that's so proper.
That's still up in the air.
Ongoing. Listen
no
to
chance.
Me. Hey, listen to me. You know how your homeboy come back and tell you, told you 3 months ago, me and my girl were getting a divorce. Then he come back and you ask him, he be like, yeah, man, everything, it's a little better. You know it ain't no better. You know it ain't no better. Divorce still coming. It's just going to be a late divorce. And the question is, when she available, will we date her? Is it ever too late to date her? All right? That's the question.
Watching the finals, you did not see, will not see Rachel Nichols on the sidelines doing the
she
broadcast.
Hated. You know, hating in America is really going to get you kicked out the building up lately. You cannot do no Dutch hate. See, that's why I love pro sports. We have the only game that you have to literally, how should I say this, work as a team with the same people that's trying to take your job every day.
Yes.
It's a mutual respect, and it's a different feel. And the people like Rachel Nichols has never been challenged with other talent coming in and showing out in this game. So I know I got to show out in this game. It's that healthy competitiveness that keep you humble one, starred second, and learn how to work with a team to achieve. Rachel Nichols never had to do that. It was always the media. Either you coming to take my job, but you're not coming to help me.
Right.
It's only room for only a couple female broadcasters in here. I can't let you in my space.
I did not have a problem, and I would not have a problem with somebody saying, because I've had it happen to me. I had a fellow colleague who came into where I worked and literally said after about a month, I'm not holding anybody's clipboard and they were going after my job. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. He didn't say it to me, but I got wind of it. Right. But that's fine. You know, you have aspirations. I got my aspirations and I got my stake in the ground, and she had a stake in the ground. The problem was when she brought the whole diversity into it, I'm like, dude, why, you know, that's the way she thinks, right? That's the way.
No, I've been saying you can't help the way you view things.
Correct.
You know?
Right. I mean, if she would have said, look, Maria's great, I'm not giving up my job, I'd have been fine with it. When you say, well, I guess they want to make a diversity hire. I'm like, well, now you said that she's only getting the job because she's black.
She's
like,
black.
Man. Yep. And that's it. And that's like, boom. And ESPN made their move to take her off. And
they forced their hand. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
The big companies like that, they're not riding with any ill stuff like that. You got to realize this is not Rachel Nichols' first time. Most people don't understand it was a behind the war battle between her and Michelle Beadle. See, people are so quick to get Michelle Beadle had snuck in and took everything over before she was ousted in 2019?
Yeah.
He was doing all the NBA and doing 3-4 shows. So so how quick we forget people because they are no longer there.
They're,
you got a lot of stuff with Dan Le Batard. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. There are all sorts of stories about the work culture at one ESPN.
Jimmy Butler.
I've worked there before, so I know how it is. I felt it firsthand.
Right. I mean, I don't think it's going to end well, but she'll bounce back. She's really good. Rachel's really good at what she does. You can't open your mouth. It's like that fool.
Hey, come on. I know an old mechanic in Mississippi. He good at what he does. That don't mean everything he do is good.
Yeah.
Everything he say is good. Just because you're a good mechanic and I need my car fixed, that don't mean I got to come to your shop.
People are funny. The dude who was yelling at the black couple and you just throwing the N-word and then gave his address out and said, come at me. Like, are you that stupid? Oh, yes, you are that stupid. I mean, that was one of the dumbest things I've seen. And then to come back and say, well, you know, I was a little bit drunk. Okay. F you, by the way.
Yeah, the truth comes out when we drunk. You know it, because I done drunk called some women in the middle of the night, texting them, I love you. You know, what are you talking about? No, you love Jack Daniel. All right, let's go. Let's tell the truth. Like, at the end of the day, I'm from Mississippi. I have seen it in its rawest form. It ain't no reason you should meet and hate people because of the skin of their, like, this is what I've never understood. Never in my day about racism. You come steal us from a country. We build you a country for free on our back, making millionaires of you along the way and billionaires and years of wealth. And you hate us? What do you hate us for?
Right.
Well, what did we do? And then you want to call us ignorant and stupid because we didn't get an education for the first 150 years we was here? Oh, that might could be the problem.
Right.
Huh? Like, let's be honest about it. Ain't no glaring around it. It is what it is. We do love to do that as America. We like to look over stuff like it didn't happen. We don't want to play the repercussions of it. It happened. And because it happened, we're living in the effect of it today.
Yeah.
Can't run from that.
I you know, it's simple as watching, and it's all taught. It's all taught. It's simple as watching two kids who greet each other on a playground who don't care what skin color.
Haven't been taught anything. By nature, don't force you to hate people.
They hug, all of it. That's my friend. That's, you know, that's my twin. That's how they think until the parent go, we're going to go back to the home. We're going to tell you what's what.
The way we view it.
Right. Well, the way we view it. All right, man, that's it. That is it. That was a good conversation.
No, that's not it.
No. Oh, what now?
Come on,
Amish, what do you want? Amish, get a tan.
Fred,
and what do you want?
Fred.
That's not a color thing. I'm just saying.
Give me your breakdown of the episode.
The best episode yet. It had a billion Easter eggs in it. You know, the big military boat that supposedly disappeared.
Yep.
And they said the Philadelphia Project, where all the people merged with the ship.
It wasn't that like a Bermuda Triangle thing or something? Like,
oh, it had. Did you see Thanos' helicopter?
Yep.
They had Thanos' helicopter there. They had Frog Thor in it. They had literally everything. And it was
tension between the two main Lokis.
The two Lokis. Like, Loki's so
they're
vain,
gonna
he can
get
only
together.
Fall in love with himself. He can only fall in love with himself.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling you. But it opens up the future of Marvel because now the new big bad is no longer Thanos, it's Kang the Conqueror, and he deals with controlling time. All right, he was Rama Tut, he was Iron Lad, you know, so it's just gonna go.
So you
back
think
and
that's
forth.
Who's behind the timekeepers?
That's who's behind the timekeeper because Renslayer, Judge Renslayer, is his girlfriend in the comics. All right. So most definitely, and think about the couple of movies that's coming up. We got Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You know that's going to go with the TVA.
Yep.
And so is Doctor Strange in the Multi Madness. All right, so it's going into the same thing. So this is where we're going with this, with Marvel now, and introducing a lot of new guys. So yeah.
I loved it.
Are you going to see Black Widow this Friday or this Thursday?
Thursday.
All right, I will be attending it, seeing it Thursday too, so we shall break it down.
Yes, we have to. We have to.
One man infused by two men who speak a different language.
I'm glad to see you to the Stan Lee School of Marvel. That's what we got to see.
I like Stan Lee.
Chick, you need to be educated.
Stan was a bad, bad man.
Is all his work, and all we're doing is taking pleasure in all of his work and everything he did. The Eternals. I can't wait till the Eternals come out. The Eternals
it's gonna be amazing.
I'm not hating on y'all. I mean, you got what you got. What makes you happy makes you happy. I'm all for it. Just leave me out of it. That has been for Fred Smoot and the Amish One. I'm Chick Hernandez. This is That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.